Hello again, everybody. Time for another edition of Let's Talk About It here. Jamestown 107.1, streaming newsdakota.com. And of course, if you want to listen back to podcasts, you can just search out KQDJ Podcast and you can listen to us wherever you get your podcasts. Well, Troy Gunderson's with us now from Youth for Christ, James Valley Youth for Christ. Troy, good to see you again.
Yeah, thanks for letting me be here.
Absolutely. And if people are not familiar with the program, let's first explain what Youth for Christ is all about.
Sure. Well, Youth for Christ is a non-denominational youth organization that reaches out to young people from 11 to 19 year old, so mainly 6th through 12th grade. And we work with any kid that wants to come through the door and help them understand who Jesus is. And we have opportunities to do lots of fun things. We have an after-school drop-in center for kids to come over. We do evening campus life clubs for high school students. We do on camps and trips and backpacking and adventures and all kinds of things like that.
I know my son enjoys going to the after school program there over at Teen City, always enjoys it. And I've gone in there to get him a couple of times and I'm thinking, man, I want to hang around in here. This is fun.
Yeah, it's a fun place. People walk in the door and they look at the place and go, oh, wow, this is nice.
Yeah.
I always love when people come in the door for the first time and see our center.
It's very, very cool. And so you've got kind of an event coming up here this weekend that people need to know about.
Yeah, we're just wanting to let people know that, you know, we use volunteers in our ministry. And often people kind of think, well, maybe I'd like to volunteer with Youth for Christ, but I don't really know. I don't know what it is. It makes me a little scared. It makes me a little nervous. So with that, well, let's have an opportunity just to explore that, you know, for folks. And without any obligation, you know, to be a volunteer. But on Sunday at 4 o'clock here in Jamestown, we're holding an event called Explore the Opportunities. And it's just helping people understand what Youth for Christ is, what a role of a volunteer would look like. There's no obligation to be a volunteer, but come over and find out what it's about. And we'll have some food and some fun and help you understand it.
And you have that event coming up, Jamestown. They also have an event in Valley City, correct?
Yeah, the same day, May 19th, this coming Sunday, and that's at 6 o'clock. We also have a youth center in Valley City at 302 Main Street, and we'll be there at 6 o'clock doing the same thing.
So when you talk about a volunteer situation, Troy, how much time, you know, like, because our time, everybody's schedule is so just wild. You know, anymore. It seems like everybody's just, every minute of every day is accounted for. So maybe it's a time thing. How much time do you need if you want to become a volunteer?
Well, there's various roles. Some people like to make cake or cookies, you know, and do that. That's a volunteer role as well. The after school center is where we're going to need the most help. Actually, this coming school year, the next school year, we're going to be combining. We used to have the 6th and 7th and 8th graders combined, but we split it up during the COVID era. We split it up with the 6th graders on Monday, Tuesday, and then the 7th and 8th graders on Thursday and Friday. But we're going to put them back together again, which will drive up our numbers on our after-school program. We like having the kids there 4 days a week instead of just two. It gets better connections. And so we're going to need some more help after school hours, and that's 3 to 5. And so, you know, a person could sign up as a volunteer and become just one day a week, help out, you know, for 2 hours after school, or they could be there every day after school. It would depend on what you have available for your time.
And super important thing, helping mold these young minds.
Yeah. I mean, there's a lot of things out there that are vying for their minds and their hearts, and we're trying to direct them to the good things of God.
Absolutely. And that's what it's all about. Now, you mentioned next school year. Before we get to that, we got summertime. I mean, I can't believe it, but we're already almost here to summer vacation for these kids. It's like this year just flew by, but summer activities, right?
Yeah, we've got a whole schedule. And actually, if they go to our website, jamesvalleyyfc.org, right on the events, hit the events tab, you'll see a calendar. One that I'm holding in my hand right now. It gives out the summer schedule. On Tuesdays, we're going to be open each Tuesday in the summer from 1 to 4. They can come over and hang out with us. And then on Thursdays, we're going to do events away from the center, like maybe do a bicycle ride around town or go disc golfing or go to Thunder Road or to Raging Rivers Park in Mandan. And then, of course, there's a summer camp and there's an adventure trip to the Black Hills. And so it's all there. You can take a look at it. And if there's something there that would meet your fancy, then give us a call or stop in. And we even have scholarships available for kids who would like to go to camp.
Super cool. And people listening to this right now, they're thinking, gosh, this really touches me. I'd like to, if I can't volunteer, I'd like to help out financially in some way. That's always welcome too, right?
Absolutely. We completely rely 100% on donations. We're not government funded. We're not city funded. We're 100% funded by the good folks of Jamestown and Valley City.
So if people want to do that, how do they find out how or where do they go?
You can go online, actually, and there's places to donate online, or they can stop in and or give me a phone call. Yeah.
Okay.
My number is 252-5501. Call anytime, and we'd love to help you understand that. There's a lot of ways to give, too. I mean, we've gotten wills. We've had land donated. We've had all kinds of things that people want to, stock and bonds. There's we have an endowment that we're building to help with funding. So lots of ways.
It's got to be very gratifying for you being involved with this as long as you have to see where it's grown.
Yeah, I've been here for since 97, about 27 years now in Jamestown. And yeah, it is fun to see. Very, very, very rewarding.
And again, one more time, if people have any questions or if they want to get more information, check out that schedule, anything, where can they go?
JamesValleyYFC.org.
Perfect. Troy, always great seeing you. Thanks for coming
in. Thanks for the time.
You bet. Troy Gunderson from Youth for Christ on this edition of Let's Talk About It.